should I come and live in the mission center? As the Bible clearly states, if they said Christ is here and or there, do not go. God has provided all the tools that you might evaluate the claims of the mission and know the teachings. He has provided the internet, and we have created, with His grace, a very useful website that gives all the information you need to make an educated decision about our claims and know our teachings. So the idea seems to be, stay where you are. Go to our website and prove it to yourself that the mission is indeed the result of the prophecies from God and is the last revelation from God. Know then that God needs a lot of workers to accomplish this revelation and the vision. It is then that you have to decide if you are called to join this force, soldiers of the Lord, to accomplish this great task. The first step is to become a contact person. As you reach to others and become more involved with the mission, you might feel an urge to serve the mission in a greater degree. It is then that you have to prove your sincerity even more and dedication to Maitreya and the mission, God, completely. The first step is to read the essay in this book, Supplements, called Covenant with God or The Mission of Maitreya, Maitreya. The requirements for those who want to come and stay close to the mission are the same as for those who want to be initiated. If you meet these minimum requirements, then your case will be looked at, and if approved, you will be invited to come to live in our area. You will have to find a job and rent a place to live. You will be required to render services for the mission. This requirement is a part of your spiritual progress, satsang, service, and meditation. Exception to this setup is coming to the Feast of Tabernacles. If you decide to join us for the feast, you can always come without meeting any of these requirements. Maitreya usually gives a few satsangs, discourses, during these feasts, so you might have an opportunity to be in His presence.